is going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA Podcast. I am your host, Josh Prepigina, and we are back, yes, back for another beautiful week of MMA, though kind of a short one. Let's be honest, right off the rip, this is a very rare week off for the UFC, but there's still a few things to talk about. And some fun fights happening this weekend. With that being said, if it's your first time here, welcome. If it's your second time here, welcome back. We're so glad to have you back. And we ask that you continue to stick around because you guys make this show possible. We've been uploading on this feed every week since 2019, and it ain't stopping. So with that being said, let's get into some news. So yeah, not too much going on at the moment, but let's talk about a really fun fight announcement, because though it is odd, like this fight announcement is odd, I think that it is a great fight. Maybe it's a little too late for one of these fighters, but I think for one, this is the perfect opportunity to solidify contendership. And we're talking about a matchup that's going to happen at UFC 296, and that is Ian Garry versus Vicente Luque. Now, I say it's an odd fight because those guys are teammates. Or, you know, they're very connected. But it's a damn good fight. The welterweight division is still pretty stacked, but they do have a lot of veterans. And Vicente Luque happens to be one of them. And he's about to face a really tough test in Ian Garry. He's long, he's rangy, he's freaking fast. Man, I hate giving that kid the benefit of the doubt, but I have to so far. And again, I'm not going to believe in him till I do. So he has, you know, maybe a fight or two before I start saying, all right, maybe this kid is the real deal. And I'll die on that hill. As terrible as that sound, I'll definitely die on that hill. Yeah, so this past weekend, we had a card at the UFC Apex. And it was one of those, you know, the next few cards leading up to the pay-per-view are kind of eh. So let's talk about last week's event from the UFC Apex in Las Vegas, Nevada. Matuj Gamrot versus Rafael Fiziev. So unfortunately, in your main event, Rafael Fiziev. Unfortunately, sustained a torn ACL. And it's really unfortunate because it looked like it was going to be a really fun fight. He probably lost that first round, but it didn't matter because ultimately he lost the fight. He loses to Matuj Gamrot. And Matuj Gamrot has a terrible call out when he calls out Charles Oliveira. Like, just doesn't make any sense. It's just a really bad, like, waste of time almost. Like, dude, he's fighting in 3 weeks. Why are you calling him out? Just unbelievable. Moving on to your co-main event, and it was a freaking great fight. We had Bryce Mitchell versus Dan Ige. And Dan Ige is super dangerous, but damn, Bryce Mitchell is a dog, and he gets the unanimous decision victory. Dude, his grappling is unreal. His will to win is just chef's kiss. And his personality, say what you want, agree to disagree. You know, you could believe in what he does or whatever. Listen, I'm a follower of Christ. My man is extra, but I dig it. Let him be extra. Some of the stuff he says is like, all right, dude, like, now you're just crossing the line. But he is a hell of a fighter, and he proved that against Dan Ige. He defends his spot, and I cannot wait to see what Bryce Mitchell does. And he's a meme for life. The Bible? Screaming freedom? Oh, what a guy. What a freaking guy. Marina Rodriguez looked like a damn killer in there against Michelle Waterson when she just sparks her on the feet in the second round by TKO. It was devastating. This girl looked like a title contender once again. And, I mean, it was against Michelle Waterson. You know, I'm sorry if that comes off disrespectful. It was against Michelle Waterson, but still, it was a damn great performance, and I was glad to witness it. Like, I don't know. I think that she can hang with Whaley on the feet. Now, when it gets to the ground, that's a little suspect. Shout out to Brian Battle, the pride of Charlotte. I call him Charlotte's only son. Yes, Brian Battle gets it done against AJ Fletcher by rear naked choke. This dude is on a roll, and it's amazing to watch, and I love that he is the same person in the cage that he is in person. When I met him at Next Level Fight Club, it was such a good experience that Brian Battle has a fan for life. Charles Air Jourdain defeats Ricardo Ramos by guillotine choke in the first round. You know, you really watch a Charles Jourdain fight and you're like, all right, if he's going to win, he's going to knock this dude out. And he finishes a great jiu-jitsu practitioner by submission. The sky's the limit for Charles Jourdain. This dude is amazing. Miles John defeats Dan Argueta by unanimous decision. That was pretty rough to watch. Andre Fialho gets his butt kicked by Tim Means in the third round. It was actually a really fun fight. It's probably not fair to say gets his butt kicked, but yeah. It was a fun fight. Shout out to the Dirty Bird. He has so many fights. Jesus, 33-15-1. Cody Brundage defeats Jacob Malkoon by disqualification. Muhammad Usman defeats Jake Collier by unanimous decision. Mizuki Inoue defeats Hannah Goldie by unanimous decision. And Montserrat Rendon defeated Tamiris Vidal by split decision. So that was your UFC fight night card. The UFC is off this week, but we did also have earlier in that day, Bellator was in Dublin, where Johnny Eblen defeated Fabian Edwards by TKO in the third round in devastating fashion, to be honest. It was, wow, devastating. Shout out to Johnny Eblen. He gets it done. I'm not sure what's next for him, but I'll just say I'll be watching. Aaron Pico defeats Pedro Carvalho by TKO in the first round. Sinead Kavanaugh lost. Daniel Weichelt loses to Mads Burnell by unanimous decision. Saba Hamasi gets front kick KO'd in the first round. Yeah, it was J.J. Wilson defeated Mansoor Benauri. Charlie Ward lost. Yeah, I mean, I said it last week, I'll say it this week again. This is what a Bellator card usually is. It's like four or five good fighters, and then everybody else, you just have no clue who they are. So shout out to Bellator, $299. Don't know what we're going to see next. Maybe they'll just get to $300 and call it a quits. We will see. Let's talk about this upcoming weekend because, like I said, there's no UFC. There is a PFL card where we will see the debut of Cedric Doumbé. So that's exciting. That's like an early card. So that's good because, you know, you just want to see him. Let's be honest. So I'll just watch his fight at whatever it is, 6 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. But we are headed back to Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena for Canelo Alvarez versus Jermell Charlo. And this is Undisputed versus Undisputed for the Undisputed Super Middleweight title. And this is really exciting, you know. We haven't seen Jermell Charlo fight since May of last year, where he finished Brian Castano. And it's been a while. You know, he had a canceled bout at the beginning of the year, and now he's going to face his toughest test in Canelo Alvarez. Now, I don't know how to break this down. I don't know, like, what to expect, but I know that I'm excited to see Canelo Alvarez get back, and I feel like the Charlo name holds so much weight in boxing now that this is bound to be a barn burner. Like, this should be a really, really fun fight and a really good main event. Now, this is on Showtime pay-per-view, and I'm excited. I'm definitely going to sit down and watch this with a MMA list Saturday. At least I have some fun boxing to watch. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode of the YBE MMA podcast. I'm expecting a guest next week, so expect me and a friend to be talking about what I love, and that's fragrance. But you guys are here for fights, and this has been this week's episode of the YBE MMA podcast. I am Josh Prepagina. You can find me on all forms of social media, Elroy Preps in one word. You can find the show on Instagram at YBE MMA podcast, as well as Teespring, teespring.com/stores/YBE MMA podcast. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Love your mothers. I love you, Mom. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.